I'm Vernon Joins, and today we're going to be taking a look at a question. It's one that was in the news, actually a commercial that ran a few years ago, but I was just thinking it would make a good subject for what we want to talk about today. A few years ago, the nation was literally bombarded with this TV commercial, and it consisted of these words: "I'd rather fight than switch." Now, I realize that sometimes people do fight. Sometimes they do change their position, for which they once held. But an adamant refusal to change, however, can be both foolish and it can be costly. True courage is often demonstrated by a willingness to depart from error. Still, I have heard folk declare, "I'd rather die than change my religion." And there have been a few who said that they would die and go to hell rather than change their religion. Now, since the very deep nature of religion is so deep-seated and has to do with the inner man, we should not expect any religious conviction to be cast off easily. Shallowness and immaturity is shown when one lightly or capriciously changes religious affiliations. It is regrettable that many move into new cities and choose a church on the basis of popularity, convenience, influence, ornate buildings, or all such evaluation, and religions are cheapened when TV and movie personalities so easily convert to some popular belief. And we expect more stability and steadfastness in the religious lives of those who are following Christ. I'm sure that all in our listening audience today are familiar with the man named Saul in the New Testament, who later is referred to by his Greek name, Paul. But Saul of Tarsus was thrust into prominence with the stoning of Stephen, one of the Christians. And he was the first martyr for Christ, recorded in Acts, the 7th chapter. Witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of Saul for safekeeping. At that time, it seems that Saul was saying, "I'd rather fight than switch." He continued in that frame of mind, and Saul yet breathed out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired letters of him, that he, if he found any of this way, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem, Acts 9, 1 and 2. Still later he admitted, "I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women," in Acts 22 and verse 4. Also he said, "Many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities," Acts 26, verses 10 and 11. By his violent actions, he declared, "I'd rather fight than switch." You surely would not expect such a man to change religion, would you? Saul did switch rather than fight. But on a sudden, drastic change took place in this man's religious life. Instead of entering Damascus to persecute and bind the saints, Saul was led into the city by his companions, completely blind and utterly humble. He spent 3 days and nights in prayer and fasting. And when Ananias, the preacher, came, and this is what he said, "And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22 and verse 16. Now Saul waited no longer. He changed his whole life immediately and entirely. And he had sought the things before this. He seems to have forgotten them. "And what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Philippians 3, 7 and 8. Saul turned his back on his family, his associates, his people, and his previous religious affiliation to serve Christ. Jesus had said, "It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." Acts 26:14. And Saul switched rather than fight against the Lord. Now, there's one thing that Saul realized, and that many people don't seem to want to realize today, and that is that we sin. Now, Saul realized he was a sinner. And this is the first thing that Saul realized, that he was wrong, that he was a sinner, that he was lost and undone. Then he later admitted fully, stating that he was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. 1 Timothy 1:13. His gratitude for grace was shown, though, when he said that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Just two verses later in verse 15. And Saul never forgot that he was a sinner and that he was saved by the grace of God. Saul switched because he realized the magnitude of his sins. Folks who say, "I'd rather fight than switch," are not fully convinced they're lost. They have not been convicted of their sins. It is getting to be more and more difficult to find a sinner that is honest enough to openly admit, "I have sinned." And all our preaching is lost on those who don't realize they are sinners and that they're lost. This is one of the hardest things that we have to do, is to convince that a person who is not obedient to the commands of Christ is a sinner and that he is lost. Now, Saul recognized that he was doing a lot of things in ignorance. You see, God changed the law, and the law was changed because the priesthood was changed, according to the book of Hebrews. And Saul just didn't want to give that up. But then he realized that he's doing these things in ignorance, and that led him to sin. And it'll lead people into sin today when they do things in ignorance. "But I obtained mercy," he said, "because I did it ignorantly and in unbelief." Previously, he had been ignorant of the lordship of Jesus Christ. He just didn't believe it. Though well educated in many fields, he was ignorant of Christ's will and his terms of salvation. He looked upon the saints as heretics and were worthy of death. But once he saw that light and heard the Lord, he switched. He then could report, "I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision," Acts 26:19. Later he saw how such ignorance caused others to sin, saying of the Jews, "Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory." 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 8. Peter also accused these who crucified the Lord when he made this statement, "And now, brethren, I know that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers." Acts 3 and verse 17. But give Paul or Saul credit. As soon as he received the knowledge of Christ, he switched. Now, Paul had to switch. He didn't have any choice, and neither do we today if we realize that we're wrong, whatever the reason why we're wrong. But we have to admit that we have to switch if we are wrong. Now, Saul of Tarsus was a religious man, but he was in religious error. He had been educated by foremost doctors of the law and was a well-educated man. But despite that teaching, he was still in ignorance until instructed as to what he should do in order to be saved. Yet, he willingly switched. "When it pleased God to reveal his Son in me, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood," Galatians 1 and verses 15 and 16, "family and friends did not hold him from Christ." Saul was conscientious, but he was conscientiously misguided. He could say, I have lived in all good conscience before God unto this day. Acts 23:1. Saul did not violate his conscience in persecuting the saints, for he was honest in his conviction. He said, I barely thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Acts 26:9. Saul was honest, but he was honestly mistaken. Learning the truth, he immediately switched. None can question the sincerity of Saul, but he was sincerely in the wrong and was chief of sinners, he said. His sincerity is seen in his words, for ye have heard of my conversation or manner of life in time past in the Jews' religion, how that I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, in Galatians 1:13. Yet he was wrong. He didn't want to fight against God, so he had to switch from wrong to right, from error to truth, from ignorance to knowledge of Jesus Christ. This he did, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead. In Philippians 3, verses 10 and 11, Paul switched rather than fight. Now the question is, would you switch rather than fight? Are you as religious as Saul? Yet he changed because he was religiously in error. Would you? Are you as conscientious as was Saul? Yet Saul changed because he was conscientiously misguided. Are you willing to follow him? Are you as honest as Saul? Remember that Saul was honestly mistaken, and realizing his error, he changed. Are you willing to change? Are you as sincere as Saul? Still, Saul was sincere in the wrong, and he willingly changed to the right. Are you willing to do likewise? Friends, you can be religiously in error, conscientiously misguided, honestly mistaken, sincerely in the wrong, and yet be saved as was Saul of Tarsus. But you have to be willing to switch rather than continuing to fight against the Lord and his will. Why not check your spiritual relationship with the Lord while you can and switch through obedience to the will of Christ, the gospel?